Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, an NDTV exclusive: satellite images of a Chinese village constructed within Indian territory in Arunachal Pradesh in the last 1 year. Yes, the area has been disputed for decades, but in all disputed areas, no one, neither India nor China, built up large structures quite like this in the past. At least none that's been publicly spoken about. That's changed now. Here the Chinese have just gone in and built a village with 100 homes. Now that's a massive construction in an area that lies well within India's official maps. Tonight, some of the finest experts and panelists on the topic as we look at what's been called Chinese salami slicing or carving into territory. The key point here, this is what China was doing in Arunachal at a time when Indian and Chinese soldiers had a face-off in eastern Ladakh, a standoff that continues. Satellite images sourced by NDTV clearly indicate the presence of a newly constructed Chinese village approximately 4.5 kilometers within Indian territory in the upper Subansiri district of Arunachal Pradesh. Now, the images that you see here have been analyzed by several experts who have confirmed that the construction was well within the Indian side of the de facto border. Now, the latest image that you see here establishes that the village is dated on the, is completed, in fact, on the 1st of November 2020. That's the date of this image. It's located on the banks of the river Sarichu in the upper Subansiri district. Now, it's important to remember that this is an area which has been long disputed by India and China and has been marked by armed conflict. Though this area is Indian territory, according to official government maps, it has been in effective Chinese control since 1959. However, earlier, a Chinese military post did exist here, and we'll show you this post in a little while. But this is the first time a full-fledged village which can house thousands has been built. That is the significance of what you're looking here. But let's compare and contrast. Now take a look at this. This is the same site. The image dated a little more than a year before, the 26th of August 2019. It doesn't show any construction activity. So the village that you saw earlier was set up in the last year. Now let's put the images together and you get an idea of the pace of the Chinese construction. That's what you see on your screen over there. Now, NDTV sent a series of questions to the Army and the External Affairs Ministry, including the images before we published. Here is what they told us. We have seen recent reports on China undertaking construction work along the border areas with India. China has undertaken such infrastructure construction activity in the past several years. In response, our government too has stepped up border infrastructure, including the construction of roads and bridges, which has provided much needed connectivity to the local population along the border. Now, this is very important. Where is this village? Let's take a look at the exact location of the village from a screenshot from the Survey of India's online map. Now, the area is mapped over there. It's the blue dot over there. If it's unclear, we'll make it sharper for you. We'll give you a close-up. And here is that close-up. Here is that close-up. If we can just scroll up to give you the details over there. The area over there shows the line of actual control, and that blue dot shows the location of that village. Now, the next image actually shows a Chinese military post that you can see there, about a kilometer south of the Chinese village. This is an old image, dates back to 2010. Now, here's the same Chinese military post. As you can see, it's completely different. It's much larger. It's been upgraded. Again, let's compare the images, 2010, and now look at the difference between the 2020 image on the right. There have been multiple reactions which have come into our report. The Australian satellite imagery expert Nathan Rooser has done a thread link to the piece and says a new NDTV report shows satellite imagery showing a village constructed by China on the banks of the Sarichu. It seemed to be within Indian claimed territory, but before a Chinese installation that's been there in place since before 2000. The Congress MP Shashi Tharoor says reports say that China has built a village on the border in Arunachal, as it has in Bhutan. Would our Prime Minister be invited to do yet another Zoom inauguration for this new border infrastructure project? But very importantly, this is what the BJP MP from Arunachal Pradesh, Tapir Gao, had said in Parliament in November 29, and these remarks have been posted on the BJP's YouTube page.
I asked More than 50-60 किलोमीटर चाइना हमारा टेरिटरी में कब्जा करके रखा है। असाफिला में पोस्टिंग हुआ, वो असाफिला आज चाइना का कब्जा में है, ऑल माजा चाइना का कब्जा में है।
So Majia, the village you just heard there named by Mr. Gao, that's located 5.5 kilometers south of the new Chinese village, well within Indian territory. That is an important addition to this area. All right, we're very happy to be joined by Mr. Tapir Gao, the BJP MP from Arunachal Pradesh, before we are joined in a little while from the rest of our panelists. Mr. Gao, you have been talking about this for years, Chinese construction in Arunachal Pradesh. How is this something that continues?
See, this is the fact and the reality that you have shown in the map through the Googles. Now let's go back to 1959. History says that the Pars bullet shot in between China, PLA and the Indian Army was in Longju on the Meghmon line. Then second was the Bisa and then Maja. From Longju to Maja, the old Maja, we have got the new Maja on the bank of the river Subansiri. And Saishu that you mentioned, the Saishu, the local name is Lenchi River. Along the Lenchi River, Longju, Bisa, Maja, these three locations were captured by the China after 1962. After 62 war, they went back, but they have constructed two-lane road up to the old Maja, passing through the Bisa, from Longju, and you have shown the map. That is within Longju and Bisa, in between Longju and Bisa, and this area has been captured by the China since 1962. They might have constructed these villages as their territory, and this is the issue that I raise even in Parliament also, that we should do something and we should raise the issue with the government of China that they have illegally occupied our territory. And this is not a year works. Since 1984, the China is continuously constructing the road, and today they have established their military base that you have shown in the televisions, and they have constructed two-lane road very much inside Indian territory. Here I would like to tell you, you have mentioned LAC, Line of Actual Control. I would like to request through the NDTV that LOC is border with India and Pakistan. LAC is in Aksai Sin with China. But in context to Arunachal Pradesh, we should not mention LAC. LAC means we are surrendering their illegal occupations to the China. So we should claim and we should tell the China that our claim is from the Meghmon line. And here I would like to tell the nations through NDTV that in 1914, Henry Meghmon, the British Indian representative, and Paljar Dorji, His Holiness representative, signed a conventional agreement in Shimla, all well defined the Meghmon line through the highest peak of the mountain on watershed policy. In 1914, there were no even a single Chinese in Tibet. So they disagree, it doesn't matter, but our claim should be through the Meghmon lines.
Thank you, sir, very much for joining us. One final question before I go across to my other panelists. In your opinion, and you get pictures, you get images, you get details, how many kilometers along a road in this North Subansiri district have the Chinese come in? Because it's well south of the village which I focused on in our report. It's much more. Yeah. So how many kilometers have they come in over there?
See, as per Google map distance, you will find very short. But in the Himalaya regions, the road are far distance from the Google distance mapping. So it should be more than 50, 60 kilometers, because they have constructed two-lane road. Longju is the McMahon line passes through, and they have passed the Bisa, and they have constructed two-lane road to the old Maja. So you can calculate in the Himalaya range that it should be more than 50, 60 kilometers on the ground.
Sir, that's absolutely shocking. A road of between 50 and 60 kilometers has been constructed by the Chinese, starting at the McMahon line. It starts, of course, in Tibet, but as far as we are concerned, it crosses into our territory from the McMahon line and travels 50, 60 kilometers inside India, our India, right?
And
That's absolutely shocking.
This is not, this is not 1 year construction. Since 84, after China occupied the Sumdrongshu Valley in Tibet, where our Congress government could not resist during Rajivji's time, and I'll tell you, the Army General Krishna Swami Sundarji has planned to push back the Chinese army from Sumdrongshu Valley. Operation Falcon, Rajiv Gandhi has denied it during Navy Day in Delhi, and he prepared for visiting China to discuss the matter, and he came back with an empty handed. So this is the turning point. They are starting occupying Indian territory since today.
All right.
Since that days to till today.
All right. Thank you very much, Tapir Gao, for bringing us those details and sharing your very important insight into this issue, which is something we just haven't focused on enough. Well, joining us now, again, some of the finest analysts in all of this. Tapir Gao remains with us on the program. Simtac, the military analyst at Force Analysis, who's gone through these images and has actually come out with very extensive reports on what's been happening over the last 1 year on the China frontier. Lieutenant General D.S. Huda, former Northern Army commander, and the strategic affairs expert Brahma Chelani, also with us. General Huda, in the past, by which I mean more than a year back, in areas which were strongly disputed between India and China, there would be some presence attempted by either side, but nobody would go and start constructing villages. Is that what is perhaps most dangerous now, that in a heavily disputed area, the Chinese have gone and built this village with 100 homes? If this becomes a military garrison, there could be upwards of 2,000 soldiers.
So Vishnu, let me just very quickly, put things in context. First, as you know, Mr. Tapir Gao has also pointed out, and as you have also pointed out, this area has been disputed. The first attack at Longju came in 1959. So this area has been disputed post 1962 also. And our presence is at Maja, which is, on our side of the LAC. So the Chinese have always been in occupation of areas south of the LAC in this area. I just want to also tell you quickly, Vishnu, that, Maja is about 8 to 10 kilometers from the LAC. So it's not 50 to 60 kilometers from the LAC. And I know that for a fact. So the Chinese occupation of this area is not new. What is new, Vishnu, is the Chinese strategy seems to be that in all the disputed areas, they just, want to make things permanent in their favor. We are seeing that in Ladakh. The disputed area at north bank of Pingongso, and they are saying Finger Four is, what it is. Mm-hmm. There is no dispute. This is our traditional border. They're doing the same thing in Debsang. Also, the move that they have made by constructing a village, Vishnu, if you go back to the 2005 agreement between India and China, which lays down the principles of the border agreement or a boundary settlement that could come later, it says the sentiment of the local settled population will be taken into consideration. So while this is a disputed area, by settling local villagers there, tomorrow they are going to turn around and say this area belongs to us. We have a settled population. We are seeing that also in Sikkim. So I think what they are trying to do is either by military means or by resettling civil population, say that these disputed areas between India and China no longer exist.
Let me just interrupt for one second, and let me try and see if we can pull out those pictures of Chinese construction in Sikkim. It's on their side of the McMahon line over there, but just across, just a few hundred meters in some cases. Let's see if we can bring up the Sikkim images, because we should have those up as well. All right, so these are, this is of this particular area. These aren't the Sikkim images. We'll try and bring those Sikkim images up in a little while from now. But let me just go across to Simtac.
No, but Vishnu.
Yeah, go ahead, Vishnu, go ahead, General. Go ahead, General Huda. Yeah.
Quick one. So the Sikkim images are not on the LAC, but
they're just
they
on their side.
On the Bhutanese side.
No, that's so Doklam. Again, yes. And we've got those, and we'll bring up the Doklam images as well in a little while.
You see, through their civilian settlements is where they're trying to sort of establish occupation of disputed areas. That's the point I'm making.
Got it. All right. These are the images of Doklam that you were talking about. It's a story that that in NDTV we broke. And the point of bringing up this image now is to show that this is another country, Bhutan, where the Chinese have gone and constructed a village not dissimilar to what they've constructed over here, this time on our own territory. If I'm not mistaken, this village is much smaller than what they've constructed in Indian territory. Sim, you've had a look at what they've done in Bhutan, and you've had a look at what's happened now. What is the significance of Chinese construction in Arunachal Pradesh in the North Subansiri area?
Well, I think actually the general is spot on. And the big change that we are seeing here, even though China has had a presence in these areas, is that they are reinforcing their claim. They are digging in, essentially, by building these villages, by potentially relocating civilians to those areas. They're essentially making sure that their claims become irreversible. And in a future dispute or standoff with India, the Chinese position becomes a lot stronger, and it becomes a lot more difficult for India to actually stick to its claims.
That's interesting. Let's go across to Dr. Brahma Chelani as well. Dr. Chelani, there are so many, and not incorrectly, are saying that, Loco, you know, this has been an area which has been held by the Chinese since 1959. In fact, let's have the pictures of the village in Arunachal Pradesh up as well as we discuss this. How would you not agree that, yes, sure, this has been a disputed area, but this is still our area, this is our territory, this is India's territory? And therefore, it's not good enough to say that, look, oh, you know, the Chinese have been over here since 1959 and several governments haven't done it. The fact of the matter is, it's because there has not been any action till date that we have this village appearing.
International law forbids any party from unilaterally changing the status quo in a disputed territory. Just because an area is disputed does not mean that one party can change the status quo in its favor. But what's happening along the border in terms of a village building spree by the Chinese should not surprise us. For example, last year, Chinese state media was reporting that thousands of villages are being relocated to new villages on the border with India. And in 2017, the Chinese president himself, Xi Jinping, publicly called for settling people on the Tibet-Arunachal border. So we have seen a pattern in recent years of the Chinese seeking to strengthen their international law claims to disputed territories by settling people in artificial new villages. Human settlements are seen in international law as evidence of a state having effective control over a disputed territory and thus being its legitimate owner. Armed patrols don't prove effective control, but human settlements do. In fact, border villages will also aid the PLA strategy in several other ways, including in intelligence gathering and staging cross-frontier operations. If you look at the India-Pakistan border, Pakistan likewise uses border villages on its side of the LAC as staging grounds for cross-border infiltration of terrorists. So these artificial new villages that are coming up in a major way, and we're just talking about one village at the moment, but there are scores of villages that have come up or are coming up in the disputed borderlands with India.
Yep.
These new villages are going to compound India's security challenges in a major way.
Yeah. General Huda, would you agree with that? Because militarily, it becomes that much more difficult for India to potentially consider targeting a civilian area. But the civilians who are brought in to repopulate some of these very difficult and harsh terrains are brought in with a certain purpose, that this is now my village, this is where I'm going to stay, and therefore, it doesn't matter which side of the boundary it's on, it's now mine. Therefore, from a military standpoint, would you agree that the options are very limited?
Absolutely true, Vishnu. I completely agree with what Mr. Brahmacharani is saying about the importance of civilian settlements in disputed areas. Not only settlements, what we have seen, for example, in Ladakh, Vishnu, is grazier control. So my graziers are able to come up to that area, and therefore this area traditionally sort of belongs to me. So, those issues also you've heard about, that, graziers in Ladakh saying we're not able to go to our traditional areas. And so in the guise of that, you could take slowly control over some area. So it's not merely military patrolling. It's not merely a military presence. But also in this vast area where obviously the army cannot be at every inch of the ground, how the civilian population is encouraged to go, how it's made to establish control over various areas. I think that's also a strategy that we need to seriously look at. And the Chinese have been doing it.
Okay.
And we've heard complaints of Ladakh graziers saying that, over the years, we've not been able to go to our traditional areas.
Sure. Kumar Ketkar, Congress Rajya Sabha MP with us as well. Mr. Ketkar, I don't mean to make this a BJP versus Congress or anything of that sort, because it's a national security issue. But is it not a fact that this is an area, Upper Subansiri, that for decades, for whatever the reasons were, India had completely neglected in terms of infrastructure? The fact is, in the vicinity of that village, there is no Indian road. The Indian roads are far, far away, further afield in the heartland, right? And therefore, today, we find ourselves in this position.
Well, actually, perhaps you can say that India was complacent for a long time. But what Chinese are doing is essentially what they thought was de facto. They want to convert that into de jure international occupation. So, acceptance of that. So, I think apart from the military angles which have been properly discussed earlier and the strategic angles, what is necessary to learn or find out is what exactly is the geopolitical game or the political relationship that China is attempting at all in the first place. If this was not happening, let us say 15 years ago, or even 10 years ago to this extent, why suddenly this Arunachal village or Bhutan village or Galwan Valley, suddenly why should they crop up? And what was our intelligence doing all these years? Forget Congress or BJP. What was our intelligence doing? Why could we not anticipate what we will do, A, and forget anticipation when it began to happen? Why we could not stop it at that point of time? Why we are learning everything now afresh as if things have started now? And therefore, I agree with you, it is not a question of Congress or BJP. It is a question of national security. But I just want to know whether it amounts to leading to a confrontation, which I don't think it will. It may not lead to confrontation, but it will merely take further tension on the borders. And beyond tensions, I don't think it will be like Cold War. It will be like another Cold War in this part of the region.
I think that's a best-case scenario, Mr. Ketkar. Under the circumstances, one would hope that that is the case and it doesn't escalate. It's already escalated very badly in eastern Ladakh a few months back. I wanted to go back to SIMTAC. Can you assess for us the quality of the Chinese construction in this area based on the satellite images that you have seen and the extent of their infrastructure development on what is Indian territory?
So we're talking about some fairly limited infrastructure here. So what we have seen in the satellite imagery is residential housing in this particular location, as well as you mentioned, some of those smaller military positions that are located in the same area, which will be able to house some observation posts, some limited amounts of vehicles. We're not talking about large armed formations at a company or battalion size necessarily that will be located within these areas. But I think it's important to connect this back to the vast infrastructure developments that China is also conducting on their side of the border in Tibet, where all across the region, from Ladakh all the way to Arunachal, we see China rapidly upgrading its military infrastructure, focusing on logistical capabilities, rail and road, focusing on air defense networks, air bases. And all of this essentially kind of fits together. When we're talking about that salami slicing strategy, we're seeing China really ramp up over the past few years in all different parts of the spectrum to upgrade their military capability along the border with India.
Yeah. Well, it's all a frightening reality that India needs to digest and accept the fact that it's not just eastern Ladakh, it's Arunachal Pradesh as well. These pictures are not going to go away. In fact, the fear is that there may be more such constructions. And Tapir Gao, you've done such yeoman service in bringing this to the attention of Parliament and to people at large. It is a national issue. It goes beyond any political party and any political issue inside our country. Yeah. This is our land. These are our boundaries. And it's time we respected it in the manner in which it needs to be respected. Our sovereignty. Thank you very much for being with us, all of you. We're out of time.